I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for September 4th, 2026. The Kentucky Public Service Commission has launched an investigation into energy affordability. As Curtis Tate reports, low-income and rural residents shoulder the highest burden.
The Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet maintains an interactive map of average monthly electricity costs in the state's 120 counties. Those bills range from $183 a month to $245. The statewide average, $204 a month, is higher than the national average of $146. Elisa Owen, senior energy organizer for the Sierra Club in Kentucky, says households that spend 6% or more of their income on energy are considered burdened. The burden falls disproportionately on rural and low-income households.
We are, I believe, one of the highest energy burdened states in the nation.
The commission announced the investigation last week and asked participants to file a motion to intervene no later than September 8th. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
A detective with the Louisville Metro Police Department is once again under investigation for alleged misuse of the city's license plate reader cameras. Records obtained by the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting show LMPD Chief Paul Humphrey initiated the probe into Detective Wesley Troutman last week. Humphrey wants investigators to determine why Troutman allegedly used the city's camera network to conduct multiple searches for a vehicle issued to a police department employee. Earlier this year, department officials suspended Troutman for 2 days after finding that he gave federal agents his login credentials for the city's license plate reader system. Concerns over surveillance and police misuse have sparked intense scrutiny of license plate reader cameras nationwide. In Louisville, there are hundreds across the city. A police spokesperson declined to provide additional details about the ongoing investigation. Jefferson District Judge Mary Jude Wolford had planned to retire and withdraw from her re-election race this summer, but now is changing course. Court officials said Wolford mailed a signed copy of her withdrawal form to the Secretary of State's office last week, but changed her mind after discovering that Michael R. Wilson, an attorney in the election office, filed to run as a write-in candidate the previous day. Despite her attempts to rescind the withdrawal that week, the Secretary of State withdrew her from the race the following Monday when the form was received. That leaves Wilson as the only eligible candidate who can win the 4-year term as judge if he receives at least one vote. Secretary of State Michael Adams says that he was legally obligated to disqualify Wolford when he received the form, and there was no wrongdoing by his office. Those who learned under acclaimed writer and activist Wendell Berry say his legacy will live on. Shepard Snyder has more.
The literary giant died at his Henry County home earlier this week at the age of 92. As an author, he wrote more than 50 novels, short stories, poems, and essays. He was awarded the National Humanities Medal in 2011. He was also known for his activism as a champion of sustainable local farming and opponent of industrialism. In 2016, filmmaker Laura Dunn released the documentary Look and See, which captures Berry's worldview. She and many others describe him as someone who lived locally.
There's an ethos about small places and, you know, family farming that is a template not just for farming, but for a whole life of what kinds of values will shape you. Not the ambition of the world, but the values of what really matter to you.
The Berry Center, a nonprofit based in Berry's home county, continues the author's legacy by advocating for farmers and simpler living. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
The Breathitt County Honey Festival is this Labor Day weekend in Jackson. There's going to be a parade, live music, and a corn dog fundraiser for the Extension office. Jamie Mullen-Smith is co-chair of the festival.
We try very hard to always have a local honey distributor come and be part of our festival, and we have one, maybe two of those. Then we try to focus on, you know, Appalachian culture and mountain traditions.
The festival has been around since the 70s, and Mullen-Smith says that its presence is a sign of resilience in the community that has been hit by flooding and the shrinking of the coal economy in recent years. There will also be booths with handmade crafts and a variety of other food options. Lexington will create an independent board to review the city's use of Flock traffic cameras beginning this month. Mayor Linda Gorton announced the move Friday amid growing criticism locally and nationwide over government use of the artificial intelligence-based system. The city has 125 of the cameras and has used them since 2022. Opponents say the Flock system is ripe for misuse, citing privacy and surveillance concerns. In August, a Kentucky police officer in Shively was arrested for accessing the system more than 2,000 times to track a woman that he knew personally. Gorton says Lexington's new review panel will not focus on the police department, but rather the Flock contract and best practices. She does not give further details on who might be appointed to the panel. You can learn more on these stories and many others when you visit us online at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.